Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are giving you our all-star team selection, starters and bench. Let's go!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant, to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life! He's responsible!
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Sports Ethos. Today we're not talking fantasy as such. We're talking more real NBA and talking all-star selections. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. And joined once again with the NBA guru, I'm going to call you today, Cal. Callum Mack, how are you, man?
Yeah, doing well. Keen to shout some love to the players who've been performing really well this season. There's some guys I've got on this list that I haven't had before. So yeah, it's an interesting one with the injuries as well.
Yeah, there's a few fresh faces, that's for sure. So before we actually start naming our players, like, how did you go, like, making your all-star team? Did you find it easy for the most part, or was it quite challenging? How did you go with all that?
I think the starters I thought were pretty good. There was maybe one there I was a bit uncertain with. And then probably towards that back end, it's always tough finding that last roster spot. Yeah. So yeah, the last starter in the West was a bit challenging for me. And then the last reserve for both was tossing up, flipping a coin.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there is, especially the bench I found quite tough to sort of get that last player in. And especially I think I found it hard in the front court. So a lot of front court players I was sort of tossing up a little bit. And some of the guards as well. I think the front court I was kind of like trying to find people that were worthy to get in there, whereas the guards I was like trying hard to fit everyone in there because there were so many guards in there that I wanted on my team, but I couldn't fit them all in, whereas like the front court was kind of the opposite. I was like, are you really an all-star? Like, do I really want you on your team? And we'll get to that in a sec. So let's start over in the East. That seems like a good place to go first. I've said this the last couple of seasons, the East is better than the West, in my opinion. There's more talent out there, and I think it's actually growing over the last couple of seasons. But I'll throw it over to you, Cal. Let's do starters first. Take us through your Eastern All-Star starters.
This was pretty easy for me, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is the easiest one of all of them.
I think so too. Hit me.
So the forwards, I had Joel Embiid, Durant, and Giannis.
Yep.
And then the guards, I went with Trae Young and DeMar DeRozan.
Okay, interesting. We do. I was wondering if we were going to be unanimous here, but we're not. Okay. In fact, I'll be interested to talk about this player once we get to the bench as well, because I don't have Trae in my starting lineup. In fact, I've got James Harden there instead, which, you know, I don't know if you can argue he's not worthy of being there, whether he deserves to be over there in Trae Young. I also was tossing up the DeMar DeRozan spot, although eventually giving it to him. Really, I was just tossing it up between him and his teammate, Zach LaVine, who I'm sure, or maybe not, I don't know. We don't know each other's lists yet, but he might get a mention later on. Sell me Trae. What's going on with Trae?
So Trae Young, yes, the Hawks have been a bit disappointing. 21 and 25 is their current record. They're on actually a bit of a winning streak now. They've won four games. But if you look at the advanced stuff, his on and off the court numbers, there is a case for him. His stats itself, you know, 28 points, about 9.5 assists. He's been killing it. He obviously runs that team in Atlanta, so that can work as a negative because of the record. But I think the sheer numbers, we saw him in the playoffs, he's a bit of a name now. He's actually started an All-Star game before.
Yep.
I kind of just had him over the top of, you had Harden in there.
Yeah.
Harden was playing alongside an MVP contender when he went down. Yeah, that obviously would help the rankings. They are in the second team, being Brooklyn. But I think with the star value, the numbers are there. And his team, in terms of a record, 21 and 25 isn't absolutely appalling. That they're in the chase there. It's super, super tight in the East right now. So
it is.
I'm not going to be surprised if they go on a late push like they did last season and run up the ranks here. And if they jump to, you know, it's possible for them to get to, you know, a sixth seed or something. We would be kicking ourselves if we didn't have him there.
Yeah, I think fair enough. And that, I should specify that, obviously, I think this podcast is going to come out in a couple of days after we finish recording. So at the moment that we're recording, the All-Star starters haven't been announced. We don't know who's going to be the starters, although when this comes out, I think the starters will be announced. So just keep that in mind that we are recording before that announcement. So it might be someone else completely, or one of us could be proven right here. With that, I just think that the numbers between Trae Young and Harden are quite similar, but the fact that the Brooklyn Nets obviously third in the East and the Hawks are 12th, I just definitely want to give that edge to Harden. And I think that obviously when you're the featured guy on offense, you're obviously going to score more points, which is what Trae has over James Harden. But I think, as weird as it sounds, I would put James Harden's defense over Trae Young, which I don't think I'd ever say that I'd put James Harden's defense over someone. But when you're comparing him to Trae Young, who's pretty much a turnstile on defense, I think that it's justified.
I think that's fair enough. Defense does have to be considered and was definitely considered in my reserve picks.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I think, like you said, this was very easy though in the front court. Giannis, Durant, and Embiid are all locks. And I don't know if anyone could really argue anyone else making that starting lineup outside of those guys. Was DeMar DeRozan an easy pick for you in the guard spot, the other guard spot?
I was actually somewhat considering him with his counterpart in Zach LaVine.
Yep.
They both have been pretty 1A, 1B, depending on which game. I actually personally am probably more of a LaVine guy overall.
Me too.
Shooting stats are awesome. But DeMar has been incredible this season, has been really good in the clutch. So that's probably why he just did ink in above him.
Their stats are remarkably similar, to be honest. Like, even like the advanced stats are very, very close. I everywhere I see all the other videos I've seen out there, DeMar DeRozan seems to be the consensus guy. I want to make it clear that it wasn't easy for me to just go, okay, yep, DeMar in. Yep, sure, Zach LaVine is not as good. I really did consider flipping those two, but I do think that based on this season, and obviously he's one of the new recruits into the team, it's catapulted them into the second spot in the East at time of recording, so I will reward him there, but I do want to give a shout out to his teammate, Zach LaVine, who might be on your reserves. Let's talk the East reserves. I'll throw it over to you, Cal. Who have you got in your reserves there?
So East reserves, do you want to explain the format firstly?
Obviously when selecting the reserves, they do require some positional eligibility. So there's two guards, two backcourt players, I should say, three frontcourt players, and then two wild cards to give you your seven reserves. So the wild cards can be from any position, however way you want to do it, but there is a little bit of limitation there in terms of positions. So take us away, Cal.
Okay, so with my reserves, I guess the five to look in first, I had Jimmy Butler. I had Jason Tatum. I had James Harden, Zach LaVine. So you got two forwards there, two guards is how I've kind of written that up.
Yep.
I then ended up having Bam Adebayo as the last forward to lock that in. That was a tough one for me, but I felt like even though the games played isn't quite there for him, the statistics are really good in the 23 odd games he's played. The record for the Miami Heat is awesome. And then the two wild cards I've thrown in, LaMelo Ball and Darius Garland. I think the Cavs need an all-star there. So I threw Garland in. He's been incredible. And I think LaMelo needs to play in the all-star game.
Yeah.
That's the best justification I have. The numbers back it up. And he needs to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with most of your list. I think the list is very similar. There's pretty much two players in here, and both of them I was flipping coins. Like, it was really close, and they were the two players that you have in instead of me. So we're thinking the same. I've just got slight differences. I'll go through my list. At the two guard spots, I've got Zach LaVine and I've got Darius Garland in there as well for the Cavs. Want to reward that. Front court, I've got Jason Tatum and Jimmy Butler as well. However, my last front court player, I've rewarded Jarrett Allen in that spot over a Bam Adebayo. Bam was the closest. It was those two. And for me, I don't know, like, Jarrett Allen is just having such a good season on the defensive end. His efficiency is just out of this world, nearly shooting 70% on the season on fairly substantial attempts. And the fact that the Cavs are doing so well on the back of him and Darius Garland and being such a surprise, I wanted to reward that. And he's obviously played a fair few more games than Bam. I could be swayed. Like, if Bam, like, we're recording this on the 26th of January. If Bam goes on a stretch over the next week and just crushes it, obviously I'm happy to swap those out. And then my last two wild cards again, two guards again. I've got LaMelo Ball like you do. And then I've got Freddie VanVleet in there as well. Instead of, I've actually left Trae Young off my team altogether, which might be considered a hot take, I guess. Obviously he was the number one player that I want to give an honorable mention to who didn't make the team. But I don't know. I felt like my guards in Zach LaVine, Fred VanVleet, Darius Garland, and Melo Ball, I don't know if I can take Trae Young over any of those guys. All those guys' teams are doing a lot better. The stats are, like, yes, Trae probably has the stats in his favor, but I don't know. I feel like they might be empty-ish. Like, he's obviously the lead guy on their team, but is it leading to wins? Not at this stage, not at time of recording. So for that reason, I've left him off my team, which, yeah, you look a bit... Obviously, you had him in your starters. What are your thoughts there?
I'm a little bit surprised. I mean, this season, it hasn't ended up being incredible amount of wins. You're right. To some degree, the historic thing does come into play. We know we probably shouldn't, but it does come into play. And last season, the Hawks were the fifth seed. The main argument against him is that they've been disappointing. Stats still, I still think he's worthy. We know he can be a winning player. And as I said, if you look at the advanced stuff as well, his on and off the court numbers, it does kind of point the blame to him. When he's off the court, they do kind of fall apart.
So, yeah, so I mean, he obviously is the engine room of that team, but yeah, I don't know. But, like, okay, let's compare him to, like, a Fred VanVleet. Let me throw some, like, Fred VanVleet is no slouch. Like, this guy, I think, needs to be in discussion to getting this last kind of spot on the All-Star team. Putting up 22 points, 4 threes a game, 7 assists. The defense is obviously there. He has had some incredible games recently as well. The Raptors are currently sitting, they'd be making the playoffs at time of recording, sitting in the 8th spot in the moment. A plus 500 team. And he's their best player, I think, undoubtedly. So I feel like I needed to reward Fred, who may not make... I don't know, another all-star team or maybe very few, whereas I think Trae, I don't know. I feel like if we're comparing them together and what they've done so far this season, I think Trae gets a bit more name value, whereas Fred, if you just look at the numbers and look at his impact on the team, I would take what Fred's given me over Trae at this stage.
I still think, obviously, Trae's doing a lot more on the court than Fred. The team completely runs through him. And overall record, I mean, the Raptors are 23 and 22, Atlanta at 21 and 25. That's not a huge difference. If it ended right now, they're in the 8th seed. But there's still a lot more basketball to play.
There is.
As I said before, we could be kicking ourselves if the Hawks make a run here and then jump up, obviously, into the sixth or fifth seed, and they're clearly in there.
Yeah, I guess it is just a limitation of us, you know, deciding who are all-stars in like, the end of January. It's just, like, we can only go off what we've seen so far. And obviously, you know, things can change very quickly in the NBA. Teams go on runs and things like that. So, I'm totally... I can definitely put my hand up, and in a couple of weeks' time, I would be happy to put Trae Young in and maybe take a Garland or a Fred VanVleet out. But yeah, I don't know. Talk to me about your opinion in Jarrett Allen versus Bam Adebayo. Did you consider Jarrett Allen at all on your All-Star team?
I actually did. And my main reason for why I didn't pick him, I feel like I couldn't put two Cavs in there.
Yeah, fair. Fair enough. One. It does feel a little dirty.
Exactly. And I'm surprised that for that reason, you actually got Garland over Trae Young as well.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to pick one, Jarrett Allen or Garland. I think Garland has been the guy.
Garland's been so good though. Like
He has been. And that's why I decided to go with Garland as my wild card, put him in there. And that's another reason why I had to probably take Jarrett Allen out and put Bam into that lineup.
I think I would be more easily swayed to put, I'd probably be more swayed to put Trae Young over Garland than Fred VanVleet, and then keep Jarrett Allen in there just to give the Cavs one all-star. And I think that last front court spot is just the weakest. And I'm probably happy to have him over Bam. Just again, due to games played, I obviously would much rather Bam on my team. I think he's a better player. But there is something to say about like where the Cavs are sitting on the standings right now. The Heat are doing really well, but they've done a lot of that without Bam. Do you know what I mean? So for that reason, I don't know. It's a close one. But those, I think there's like a consensus top 14, and then it kind of trails off after that. Is there anyone else that you think that we're missing in terms of like an honorable mention? Or is that the main sort of group?
I think we covered it. That was the main guys I considered. It probably was just the Jarrett Allen who... in my opinion, unfortunately, didn't quite make it for me. So just that one guy. And for you, it was Trae Young.
I think Trae Young and Bam for me. I think obviously we've talked about all the same 14 players. I will throw out a few other names just to make sure we do give them credit. Chris Middleton, obviously, Drew Holiday on the Bucks. I don't think they've done quite enough to get on there so far this year. Tyler Hero holding down the fort for the Miami Heat, while Bam and Jimmy Butler have been out. Probably not quite all-star level for me. Also, Miles Bridges of the Charlotte Hornets, my pick so far for most improved player of the year, and a couple of Bulls in Lonzo Ball and Nikola Vucevic, I think also should have their names mentioned as well, but obviously probably just not quite the same tier of those top 14 guys.
The ones that stand out for me, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, they're just there as well for me. I did actually consider those guys for sure. Miles Bridges was a name I threw in the mix, but at the end of the day, wasn't quite getting there. But as you touched on, most improved player of the year for me as well.
Yeah, for sure. Let's move on to the Western All-Stars. Before we get into the West, let us know what you guys think. Do you think that we're crazy and have we left someone off, one of your favorite players? Do you think that I'm nuts for not putting Trae Young on my All-Star team? I'm kind of maybe regretting it already, but I don't know. We'll see how things turn out and go from there. But leave your comments on the YouTube version of the podcast. Let's talk Western Conference starters. Again, probably mostly straightforward. Maybe the last front court spot, maybe a tough one for you, Cal. Who have you got?
This one was a little bit tough. Maybe a little bit controversial.
Okay. I love controversy.
West forwards, Nikola Jokic, reigning MVP.
Easy.
LeBron James.
Lock.
And then I had Luka Doncic as my last starter. It was probably the more controversial one. And then my guard spot, I've got Steph Curry and Ja Morant, which probably isn't as controversial.
Yeah, okay. I think I don't know if that's by the book and the positions work out there, but I don't hate it. Can you consider Luka a front court player? I don't know.
I was putting him in the small forward. I might be cheating a little bit. It's controversial, but I think that's what I had to do.
Yeah, there's definitely like the lack of that last front court guy, especially like for the starters. There's no one that screams all-star there. So now I've tried to stick to the rules a little bit more than you have. So my front court are LeBron James, Jokic. Obviously, I think they're the easiest selections. For my guards, I've got the same guards, Ja Morant and Steph Curry. I think that... Don't know if you can argue too much of that. I think Ja Morant maybe might have been controversial, but he's just been absolutely on a tear, especially the last month. He is a very deserving first-time All-Star and first-time starter for the West. And for my last Franco player, I've got Draymond Green actually rounding out my starters. He is currently injured at the moment, but I think I watch, because I've got Steph Curry on my fantasy roster, so I watch a fair bit of Warriors basketball, and I can just see the difference between when this team has Draymond on the court versus when he's not on the court. And yes, you look at his stats, and they're not obviously amazing, but this guy is the glue of the Golden State Warriors, and might even be just like the engine that runs them and their offense and as well as their defense. So I think in terms of basketball and his contribution to them winning and being successful, obviously they're the second team in the Western Conference right now. One of the favorites, one of the contenders for the NBA title. And I think Draymond is right behind Steph in terms of value to this team. So I think that's what kind of puts him into that position for me as, you know, a starter on the Western Conference. What are your thoughts on Draymond making my starting roster?
I honestly did consider him too. I wanted to give him some reps. He is in my reserves. He, as of last week, was the favorite from a gambling point of view to win the Defensive Player of the Year. And that deserves to have reward. And not only is he that much of a stud in defense, can guard anyone, but he's leading the Golden State Warriors in assists like he has in many years. Yeah. And as you said, he's the glue for that team. He impacts winning more than, you know, a lot of other players in this league. So, and he deserves praise for that.
Yeah, 100%. I think Draymond doesn't get enough credit for what he does as just like an overall basketball player. He really is someone who I think is underrated historically, just when we're talking basketball in general. So shout out to Draymond. You make my Western Conference starters. And again, this will drop after those starters are announced. I don't think we're going to see Draymond in as the starters. I don't think he's a sexy pick by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think he is deserving. Let's talk about the reserves. You mentioned you've already got Draymond. Who else have you got in your reserves for the West, Cal?
So I've got Karl Anthony Towns,
yep.
Draymond Green and Anthony Davis, kind of like the forwards that I've thrown in there.
Okay.
For my first couple guards, I went with the two Suns in Devin Booker and CP3.
Yep.
And then to round out the last positions, had Donovan Mitchell and Paul George.
Okay, interesting. I've got six out of the seven the same. So I've got the Suns guards, Devin Booker, Chris Paul. I've got Donovan Mitchell in there as well. I've got Karl Anthony Towns. I've got Luka Doncic, who was in your starting roster as well. I've got Anthony Davis, although he was probably the closest to not making it for me. And I've also got Rudy Gobert, who I've noticed that you've left off your roster. And I'm a bit surprised by that. I think he was definitely on there before Anthony Davis for me. Talk to me as to why you've left the Stifle Tower off your roster.
That's a good question because, yeah, look, the Jazz are doing better. You got LeBron up there already as an all-star. Do they deserve two all-stars? That is a bit questionable.
Donovan, you mean?
Injuries. In terms of what they've been putting up this season, I understand the case for Gobert to get in there. I just think that Davis is a more valuable player. He has played enough games, I think, to qualify him to get into the all-star game. And I want the best players out there. And that's kind of my justification to get rid of him and go with Anthony Davis instead.
What about Paul George? I notice you've got Paul George in there. He's probably not going to be playing on the All-Star game because of his injury. Like, are you just trying to reward what he did at the start of the season?
I am. I wanted to give him an All-Star because he was killing it. And I do have his reserve. So yeah. While I did write Paul George down, I think he should be elected. And as his replacement, as an additional wild card, I've got actually DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, I like
that thrown into the mix there.
I do.
Once again, over Rudy Gobert. I don't know why, but I just think he's been all-stars before. Yeah, defensively, he can be a stud. He has been playing well this season, but that's a really deep team in the Jazz. He probably gets a lot of credit. Donovan Mitchell is the engine. I just decided I didn't really want to give them two all-stars, so I gave them Donovan and gave a bit of love to DeJounte Murray.
Look, I like the DeJounte Murray shout-out. He was very close to making it. It just came down to the fact that there was not enough guard spots for me to put DeJounte in there. He would have been the next guard in there for me. Look, if I ever had a bit more flexibility, I probably would put DeJounte Murray over an Anthony Davis, personally. I think just Davis hasn't played enough games at the time that we're deciding of our all-star team at this point, but Davis kind of gets it in there by default. He's back now, so by the time the All-Star game has happened, he's got a few more games under his belt. So that's less of an issue. And obviously, you know, the Lakers have struggled without him. So I think that that is enough for me to slide him in there. I also wanted to shout out who was also in consideration for me, Jaren Jackson Jr. for the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, the Grizzlies right now, at time of recording, are third in the West, which is pretty crazy to say. I think we both predicted them to make the playoffs, but I don't think either of us predicted them to be this high at the start of the season. So I think he's clearly been their second best player, and on offense and defense, he is he's a very unique kind of player. Who I think is someone who I did consider. And then also DeAndre Ayton, I did consider. Although, you know, a lot of replacement levels, we've been seeing a lot of, Bismack Biyombo, putting up kind of almost similar numbers to DeAndre Ayton. So maybe DeAndre is like kind of benefiting from like the Chris Paul and Devin Booker attention. So maybe his numbers are a bit inflated. I don't know. He probably isn't quite deserving of an all-star level over some of those other guys we had. Is there anyone else that you considered?
I'll give a shout out to, in terms of Memphis, it's not just a one race for the, you know, number two guy there. I think Desmond Bane probably considered with Desi Bane Jr. But I understand they're probably in a similar boat, and I didn't quite consider them. Give Ja Morant the starting guy, and I think that's probably it for Memphis at this point, because they are really, really deep, and he's obviously a star. And they are a very, very deep team.
They are deep. They're deep at a lot of different positions as well. Yeah. So I guess that does hurt their stars in terms of their all-star qualification. So that's, I guess, another reason why JJJ didn't quite make my team. Go on.
I wanted to go on a bit of a rant just for Luka Doncic. There's been a bit of hate in the NBA atmosphere for Luka Doncic. Some people not putting him really in lineups at all, saying he wasn't deserving. The guy has played 32 games. I think that obviously would give you enough groundwork to play in the All-Star game. The Mavericks are in the fifth seed. He is clearly their star. I think people are also just getting a bit bored of his stats because they are so incredibly impressive. The man is putting up 25.5 points, 8.8 rebounds, 8.5 assists. He is running that team, and he's given them a good playoff seed here. Could even rise further. So, Luka Doncic, let's you know, jump off this hate bandwagon. I don't know why. I think we're just used to the stats now. It's kind of like the LeBron standard where, oh, yeah, it's just what he's expected to do. And it's kind of hurting him. But Luka Doncic, for me, I cheated a bit putting him in that forward position in my starting lineup, but I think it's deserving.
I think he's 100% deserving of being an all-star. I think if it wasn't for Ja Morant and the way he's playing, he would probably be the next guy I'd put in my starting lineup next to Steph Curry. So I think it's, I don't know why we're hating Luka. I think what you said about like just getting used to his numbers and things like that, and I guess the expectation was that he was going to take this next level to this MVP kind of level of player, and he hasn't quite done that yet. And so when someone falls short of our lofty expectations, we naturally kind of push him down our rankings a little bit. Whereas I think he's just the same player that he was kind of last year, maybe half a step back in terms of his efficiency, and his points obviously down a little bit. But, you know, Dallas, they're still right in the mix. They're fifth in the West right now, and that's pretty much off the back of Luka Doncic. They haven't had any major changes to their roster. It's still everything going through him. I definitely am agreeing with you, and I'm definitely not hating on Luka right now. And I still think that he's 100% worthy of a all-star nod. Was not ever considering leaving him off my team. Who was probably the closest to go out of your team?
DeJounte Murray, I've kind of cheated with. Before that, it was probably actually Anthony Davis, because I almost get it to Gobert over Davis. So that would be, between those two.
We haven't spoken much about Karl-Anthony Towns. We're both pretty sold on him being in there. Obviously, Minnesota are in the playoff hunt right now. I think that's another one we predicted at the start of the season, that Minnesota would make the playoffs. And currently they're in. They're in the play-in section, the play-in bracket. But I like their chances moving forward. And obviously, Karl-Anthony Towns. Any thoughts about Anthony Edwards making the roster at all? He's obviously had a few hot games throughout the season.
Yeah, I think it just probably fits easier to put Kat in, because you're a bit short on the forwards.
The front court.
The guard spot is so deep. And to put someone like Anthony Edwards above some of the other guys that we've mentioned is pretty tough. And it's a lot easier to slot Kat in there. And from a statistical point of view, I mean, Karl-Anthony Towns, he's been doing it for a long time now. He's one of the best, 3-point shooting big men of all time, efficiency wise. He's shooting 51% from the field on top of that, while hitting threes, doing it all. So statistically, I had no issue at all putting him there. I think it's kind of like a consensus all-star at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. And I would encourage everyone listening along to drop down your all-star teams and try to do it in that format. So remember, starting rosters, you've got to have two backcourt players, three front courts. Your bench, two backcourts, three front courts, and then two wild cards. It's challenging to get those positions in there. You will be leaving off some good players. But please drop them in the comments. I would love to read them and discuss these with you guys over there on YouTube. Make sure you guys are subscribed to us over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Give this video a big thumbs up. And we will see you guys next time talking some more fantasy, talking some more NBA. And until then, catch you later.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.